What do you reckon? Christmas Day? Yeah? If you came to our Christmas festival last week, you would have seen me dressed in this splendid outfit. This is, of course, the candy cane outfit. You might just think of the candy cane as a lovely, delicious piece of confectionery. But let me tell you, there is a story behind the candy cane, and I am going to be telling you that story tonight. So you can enjoy looking at this for maybe another, 15, 20 minutes or so, and then I'll be out of sight and you won't have to bear your eyes upon the candy cane man anymore. Firstly, the candy cane, as we look at this one here, it can be shaped in multiple directions, can't it? But when shaped like that, it looks a little bit like a J, doesn't it? Well, it doesn't look like a little bit. It is a J. It's a J. And that J stands for Jesus. If you turn it the other way around, it can look a bit like a crook, maybe something you'd lean on, or maybe if it was a bit taller, a staff. And it can look like a shepherd's crook, a shepherd's staff. And so the person who asked the sweet maker to make the candy cane, he said, can you make it so it looks like this so that it can point to Jesus' birth? Because we just heard, didn't we? We just saw about how shepherds came and visited Jesus when he was born. But there's a deeper meaning as well. It's more than just being shepherds visited Jesus when he was born. Because Jesus describes himself as the good shepherd. He said, I am the good shepherd. And throughout the Bible, we can see God being referred to as being like a shepherd. And so tonight we're going to be looking at what that means, how the candy cane is pointing to who the good shepherd is and what that means for Christmas time. And we're going to do that by looking at one of the most famous chapters in the Bible, Psalm 23. And it starts off with, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Just think about that for a moment. I shall not want. Earlier, I asked, didn't I, if you wanted anything for Christmas. We heard about a shark cage. Some people want shark cages for Christmas. We heard about electronic cats and things of that nature. And we heard about a variety of things. But I wonder if I asked you, what do you want for Christmas? You will have a variety of answers. It might be something tangible and physical, like a toy. Or maybe it's chocolate or something like that. Or maybe a game of some sort. But for some of you, it might not be something tangible and that we can feel. It could be something like, I just want to be with family at Christmas. At Christmas, I'm looking forward to spending good time with my friends and family, and I'm looking forward to having a nice rest, having a bit of a holiday. We can want some of those things for Christmas too. But, or maybe you're one of those people who say, I don't want anything for Christmas. My life's great. I don't need anything for Christmas. But I reckon if I said, really? Do you really not want anything at all? There would probably be something that you do want. It could be that you would want to be liked by a certain person or a certain group of people. Or maybe you want a better job or a better salary. You would like to have that lovely new house, that big house. You'd like to live in a certain part of the world. We all want something. We all do. But David is saying, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And he's being genuine. He's saying, I don't want anything else. So we need to take note and listen. What does that mean? I'm going to put the candy cane down because I feel like I'm just flying it around everywhere. But let's read Psalm 23. I'm going to read off the screen if that's all right. It says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. All that comes from the Lord being David's shepherd and what that means. But in order to have something as a shepherd, it means that you have to be a sheep. So once again, who made those sheep masks before the service started? Can you hold them up in the air, your sheet masks? Yeah? I would like you to put it over, can you put it over your eyes? Yeah? And you can turn to the person next to you. Even if you don't have a sheet mask, you can still do this if you would like. You can turn to the person next to you and go, "Bear, I'm a sheep." Whether you like it or not, we all are sheep. You are a sheep, I am a sheep. Together, we are sheep. We might not go bear, but we are sheep. We look for something to provide things that shepherds provide for us. Shepherds provide for sheep food and water, safety, care, and we kind of need those things as well, and we need something to provide that for us. But a little bit more than that, because we're not sheep, we are human beings. Being a human being, it means that we can want things like to be loved. We can want joy and peace and comfort. These are things which we search for, and we look for shepherds to provide that for us. You might disagree with me and say, "I don't need no shepherds." That's what I thought about 10 years ago. Just over 10 years ago, I thought, "I don't need a shepherd. Guess what? I shepherd my own life, me." That's what I thought when I was a young man. I still like to think I'm a relatively young man. But when I was a younger man, I thought that I didn't need a shepherd because I had it all that I wanted. See, my life was all about being happy. And maybe that's what your life is like as well, providing for yourself. From within yourself, you can get all the comfort and the joy that you need. You can provide for yourself. You can make sure that you're all right. And if you're ill, it's all right. NHS got me covered. If I get ill, I can go to them. They'll sort me out. I don't need no shepherds. That's what I thought. But like I say, we all are sheep who have a shepherd. Because deep down, when I lived like that, my life was all about going out, big nights out, having a few pints, one too many, see if I can hook up with other girls, other women, things like that. It was all about going to the gym and getting hench. You might not look at me now, but at one time I thought, I'm a rather physical specimen that to be adored. You wouldn't think that now, but there was a time when I thought that. And my life was all about that. And as well as that, I kind of wanted to do well at university too. That's what life was all about. And actually, all those things were shepherding my life. And they were the things which I looked for. But the issue is, you always want more. It leaves you wanting more. The world is designed to leave us never being satisfied. And in those things, I just need more. I need to look better. I need to get a better grade. I want to earn a better salary. I want to have a bigger house. I want to have a newer car. I would love to have some fancy new shoes. We always want more. That's what our lives are like. So if tonight you're feeling like I did just over 10 years ago, then look a bit deeper. I'm suggesting that it's not true. Everyone is like a sheep who are looking for a shepherd. So let's look at Psalm 23 in more detail. Verses 2 and 5, that should appear on the screen. It says, "He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters." And it goes on to say a few verses later, "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows." See, what we're seeing here is how the Lord, the shepherd, the good shepherd, Jesus, how he provides for us. When we see being led to green pastures, he provides for us physically. We need food, and God provides us with food. And he leads us beside still waters. We require water. He provides for us physically, the things that we need. All these things are a gift from God and a gift from the good shepherd. But more than that, he's leading us he makes us lie down in green pastures. He gives us rest as well. And he leads us beside still waters. He gives us peace. The Lord Shepherd, he doesn't just provide for us physically. He provides for us emotionally and spiritually too. This is a shepherd who can provide in a variety of ways. And going into verse 5, he prepares a table before us. It's like a lavish feast. Christmas dinner is coming, guys. You might like Christmas dinner. I love Christmas dinner. Pigs in blankets. easy best part. But when Christmas dinner comes around and I go to the in-laws and they prepare this feast before me, I'll sit there and go, "Cool, this is good. The feast that the Lord Jesus prepares for us. Oh, it's lavish. It's bigger than any Christmas dinner you can want or have or imagine. He is abundant in everything that he gives, so generous." That's what it means. It anoints our heads with oil and our cup overflows. It's this generosity. You know, a cup is being filled and it's just overflowing because he's given us more and more and more. You know, Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd and I give life in all its fullness." In Jesus, we get life in all its fullness. This is what the good shepherd does. But that doesn't mean life is easy. And you might be wondering, how is this linking to a candy cane? But I'm going to tell you, it's getting there, all right? Sometimes life can be difficult and it can be hard. And it's very true, when you have the Lord Jesus as your shepherd, you do not have an easy life. What do we read in Psalm 23? In verse 4, it says, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." Walking through valleys of the shadow of death, yes, primarily that can be around the issue when we're walking through a time of someone's death, but it can also signify dark moments of our lives. And there are other dark times as well when things happen. But what encourages us through that is that when we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, Jesus is with us. You might have had a terrible 2025. And if you are, the Lord Jesus is with you. When I was Christmas 2021, so 4 years ago, that was a really tough Christmas for me. My dad sadly passed away on the 21st of December, so 4 days before Christmas. And Christmas was hard. And walking through the valley of the shadow of death that time, goodness me, it's difficult, it's hard walking through those moments. But you know what? With the Lord Jesus as your shepherds, we shall not fear because he's with us. "I will fear no evil, for you are with me." That's what we have when we walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Jesus is with us. But guess what? Jesus really cares about the issue of death. Think about that one specifically. He cares deeply about that. Shall I tell you why? Because Jesus himself walked through the valley of the shadow of death. We have death in this world because of a thing called sin. Sin is when we make other things to be our shepherds. So I was telling you 10 years back when I was living for myself, I made other things my shepherds. I made myself my shepherd. I made these other things. And my life was all about those things. And that is sin. And the consequence of sin is death. And the sad reality is that we all deserve the consequence of sin because all have sinned. We deserve death and we deserve the eternal punishment that death brings of being in hell. And the only way out is if someone who had never sinned takes the consequence that we deserve. And that's what Jesus did. Jesus was perfect. He'd never done anything wrong. God had been his, he had been following God and God had been shepherding his life and he did it perfectly. But he died upon the cross. And this is where the candy cane comes in. Because as he died upon the cross, his blood was poured out. And that's what the red of the candy cane signifies. It signifies that Jesus' blood was poured out upon the cross. This guy who was born in the way that we've seen in his beautiful story and shepherds visiting him and magi, wise men visiting him and having angels saying, "This guy's going to be born." It was all with the purpose that he would die and that his blood would be shed. And if we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, then we become white as snow. See, we looked dirty before in sight of God, and now we are clean in God's sight. And that's what the white signifies. The white in the candy cane, it signifies that Jesus' blood was poured out, and that in so being, those who trust in him become clean in his sight. That's the truth. And on some candy canes, we get a bit of green, don't we? Like the candy cane behind me and on the screens. And on those candy canes, it's pointing to new life, the green is. Because Jesus didn't stay dead, did he? No, 3 days later, he rose to life and he defeated death in his resurrection. And the green, the new life, it means that if we trust in him, not only do we come pure and clean in God's sight, we also receive new life in Jesus and Jesus alone. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep." The good shepherd laid down his life for all of us here. It's our decision whether we choose to accept him or not. This is the truth and the story of the candy cane. Because Jesus walked through the valley of the shadow of death, it means that as we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, there's actually a way out at the end. At the end, there is an opening out of the valley. And that has only happened because Jesus himself walked through that valley. It wouldn't be there otherwise. It is all thanks to Jesus. And that leads us to verse 6 of Psalm 23, where it says, "Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." No matter what is happening in your life, whether you're walking through green pastures, whether you're walking beside still waters, whether you're walking through the valley of the shadow of death, whether you don't have a feast in front of you or you do not, walking with Jesus and having him as your shepherd means goodness and mercy follows us all the days of our lives on this earth. And get this, we get to join in the eternal rest that Jesus brings, dwelling in the house of the Lord forever. This is good news, friends, isn't it? This is good news. This is what Christmas means. We dwell in the house of the Lord forever because the Son came, he was born to this earth, lived the perfect life, and died the sinner's death, and 3 days later rose again. That's why Christmas is such a wonderful celebration. But it comes with a warning as well, because the warning is this, is that if you do not have the Lord Jesus as your shepherd, then that means you will not enter the eternal rest. You will not dwell in the house of the Lord forever. It only comes because the shepherd is with you. The shepherd, Lord Jesus, he comes with his staff and he says, "This sheep here is with me." And you get into heaven because of the shepherd who stood with you. You need to have the Lord Jesus as your shepherd in order to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And that leads us to, we're getting towards the end, guys. In verse 3, he talks about restoring our soul. This is how our soul is fully restored by the good shepherd. All the ways that he provides for us and cares for us and looks after us and leads us. He restores our soul. And let's go back to the start again. The Lord is my shepherd. I want to emphasize the word my. This shepherd is not just like the shepherd of the big flock of sheep. No, no, no. Personal. The Lord is your shepherd. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd, and I call my sheep by name." He knows your name. He knows who you are. He knows the number of hairs on your head. Not too hard for me, because I don't have many hairs on my head. But he knows you deeply and intricately. He knows everything about you. He loves you and he cares for you. He calls you by name. And today, guys, this message is for all of us. Every one of us here, whether you've been a Christian for 50 years or it's your first time in a church building, this message is for all of us. God is calling us by name. He's saying, come to me, you, and I will give you rest. He calls us by name. And when we get lost, you know what Jesus tells us a story about the lost sheep. And he says, I will leave the good shepherd, he'll leave the 99 to go and find that lost sheep. If you're feeling lost, the good shepherd will pick up you and bring you back and restore you and care for you. He will pursue you and find you and calling your name. He wants you because he loves you. That is what Christmas is all about. On our flyer, it said, come and see what Christmas means. You might have thought, that's not very Christmassy, that whole message. None of it would happen if it wasn't for that first Christmas. It would never have happened Christmas means that we can have the Lord Jesus as our shepherd. And we're not going to do it right now, but later on, there's going to be an opportunity to respond. And it's actually going to be an opportunity for all of us to respond. I'm going to pray in a few moments' time. We're going to watch a video and hear someone's story about someone who came to know the Lord Jesus personally in this past year. They're going to share about how God and Jesus changed their lives. And then we're going to sing another song, and then we're going to have the opportunity to respond. And all of us will be responding in some way or another. It is either you saying, I've been with the shepherd this past year, and I choose to stand with the shepherd in 2026. Or maybe it's, I haven't been with the shepherd much in 2025, but I want to make it different for this year. I've done it before, I want to choose again to follow Jesus. Or for some of you, it's, I've never chosen to do it before, and you'll have the opportunity to make that decision tonight to choose to follow him. Or, and there's the other option, which is to go, nah, don't need it. And if that's the case, that's okay. That's all right. You can choose to make that decision as well. We're all going to have the opportunity to respond.